We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Michigan comes to College Park and they get a victory, a business trip, and a very business-like atmosphere. 59-18, 503 yards of total offense, some big plays, some great individual moments in this game. It's going to be a great opportunity leading into next week for the Big Ten East Championship. We'll break down everything here on In the Trenches.
Let's go In the Trenches with John Jansen. The former Wolverines captain and Michigan Sports Hall of Famer will take you inside the locker room with players and coaches.
The dream has been to win it.
Yeah.
And win the Big Ten Championship. You know, these 11 games have put us in the position to make that true. So all our focus will be on making that come to life.
Once again, here's John Jansen.
Well, it was a great win here in College Park for Michigan, 59-18 over the Maryland Terrapins. To continue to break it down and to work our way through the game, I'm going to bring in my partner, Brian Bush. Mr. Bush.
John, we'll start with this game, and I promise you we'll get to some talk about Ohio State coming up next week. But let's talk about this performance. It's one of those games, there's a lot to like, but still some stuff to work on, and that's a good spot to be in 1 week before such a big game and a rivalry matchup in Ann Arbor.
It is, and Michigan showed great discipline, obviously, by coming here. An emotional win last week in State College. This week, there could have been a letdown, and at every point where when Jim and I were talking, in this third quarter where there was some sloppy play, a drive that the defense gave up, Michigan responded, whether it was with the Michael Barrett to A.J. Henning on the kick return or it was a big play by Donovan Edwards, 77-yard touchdown. The response offensively was always there. The pressure defensively was there as well. It was a business trip, and the Wolverines took care of business.
Offensively, the breakout story, Donovan Edwards. 10 catches, 170 yards. Just 2 catches all season before today. How did that develop? And boy, what a weapon he is.
Well, we knew when he was recruited, we saw in high school that, yeah, he was a great running back, but he could also catch the ball out of the backfield. We just haven't seen it that much because he hasn't had much opportunity. With Blake Corum being out again this week and Donovan Edwards being back 100%, being finally healthy, you see the 1-2 combo that you can have in the backfield with him and Hassan Haskins. And, you know, he took a little pressure off of Hassan in being able to carry the load in the backfield, you know, getting some carries. But the weapon that he can can provide this offense by being a target in the pass game. It was an excellent opportunity to showcase that, give Ohio State something more to work on, but give a young player some confidence that when he gets the ball in his hands, no matter if it's handed to him in the backfield, thrown to him, he can do something special. And we saw the potential that he has of what he brings to this offense, what he brings to this program.
And just the offense as a whole, I mean, you look at how many weapons there are. Blake Corum hasn't played really for almost a month, but he might be back next week. All those pass catchers, multiple quarterbacks. That's a huge luxury, especially when you're trying to make things difficult for a rival, for an opponent to prep for you next week.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about the receivers, whether it's Cornelius Johnson, Andrell Anthony. We saw him make a great catch today. A.J. Henning, we know what he can do offensively, in terms of, taking some handoffs in the backfield, stretching the field a little bit. There are so many weapons. We saw Roman Wilson, Mike Sanristil make a phenomenal catch in the end zone. And that's really where we've all wanted to see some progress. Guys making great individual efforts. I mentioned the catch by Andrell Anthony. We know, and we talked to Doug at the time, he was right down there. That was a ball to Mike Sanristil that we didn't think he could get to. He didn't give up on it. He did everything he could to catch the ball. Individual efforts paired with great team execution is what this team needs and what it needs to be successful next week.
Defensively, there were a few drives where Maryland got some yardage. They scored a couple of touchdowns. But, Coach Harbaugh raved about Taulia Tagovailoa during the week, and the Wolverines really kept him at bay for the most part.
They did. What Maryland had to do was continue to move him around, to play up-tempo offense, and it didn't allow them to change personnel groups. They didn't want Michigan to be able to bring in fresh bodies on defense. They were doing things quickly to try and create opportunity, simply because they knew they weren't going to be able to protect Taulia. They had to move him around, and when you move him around, especially if he's moving around under pressure, he's going to eventually throw you a ball. And the interception that DJ Turner had, the pick six, a long time coming. We talked to him this week. We know what it meant earlier in the season for him to get that interception. Just a great individual effort along with great team execution.
And man, John, special teams. What a job Jay Harbaugh's done. You wanted one big play. Michigan gave you multiple with the block punt and then that kickoff return.
Yeah, and I think kickoff return was special. I think that's one that, hey, if they're going to kick it short, it's automatically called. You execute it at that point, and the awareness of the players to know what was going on, what was happening, and to be able to execute it in those circumstances I thought was great. And that's now the second blocked punt that Michigan has had this year. And we've seen it. Kalik Hudson had a number throughout the course of his career at Michigan. This is an opportunity for Cornelius Johnson had one. We had another one today to create it from scheme. And obviously you have to have the execution, but Jay Harbaugh, I think, has done a great job with the special teams.
We'll pause with John for a moment here. We'll get his thoughts early on about Ohio State next week momentarily, but let's do our post-game interviews. First up is the head coach, Jim Harbaugh.
59-18, business trip. You guys took care of business.
Sure did. Scored in all three phases. That was tremendous. Matt Torrey really got us going on special teams with the block punt early, and then big, huge kickoff return for a touchdown by A.J. Henning. He also had a big punt return early in the game where he got it across their side of the field. Great throw by Mike Barrett. I thought the huge plays of the day, DJ Turner with the interception, that was very, very timely, getting them stopped and then getting that defensive touchdown the way we did. And the other guy, there's a lot of guys that played so well. Donovan Edwards, you really have to highlight him. Set a record for receiving yards by a Michigan running back. And you talk to Donovan Edwards and just doing his job, but I could tell he was going to cut that back even before he did. And I'll make a prediction. I mean, yeah, it's a record. It was a great game, but that'll be a blip on the career of Donovan Edwards. I mean, he's destined for great things.
And honestly, we've all seen him at practice. You obviously see him a little bit more, but that was just a matter of opportunity with Blake Corum being out. Did you see this coming in such dramatic fashion for him?
Well, we it was in the game plan to get him the ball, on the wheel route in particular. We felt that was something that they would have a tough time covering, especially when it's a player like him and getting the ball in his hands. But the other routes he ran were, I mean, he looked like a a seasoned vet in the two-minute drive, and he came uncovered on the, and it was not because he wasn't covered. He was covered, but it looked like he was uncovered because he ran such a great route.
And some great individual efforts. Great catch by Andrew Anthony early on. Mike Sand was still a great catch. Just the individual efforts that you saw from some guys.
Yeah, Cade had a magnificent game. JJ, that touchdown throw to Mike Sanwerstill was perfectly thrown. I mean, really seeing JJ do the things that he does in practice and taking it to the game with disciplined reads, and even the touchdown throw was an audible that he made. So he ran the ball really well. So many guys. I mean, there's so many guys, even in so many backup positions, and great to see Will Rolap get a tremendous catch. And T.J. Guy, get a sack and almost had two. You can go up and down the list. I mean, Aiden Hutchinson, again, really good. Offensive line, I thought, was spectacular. They blitzed us 33 out of the first 37 snaps. And protection got better and better as the game went on. And Cade was making them pay, for some of those blitz looks. And yeah, most everything really good for us today.
The Michael Barrett to AJ Henning on the kickoff return, was that called? Were you anticipating something short, or is that just one that's dialed up when it is kicked short?
Jay Harbaugh game planned that, and the JB Brown and Brad Banta. I mean, that's something that they had cooked up all week. We watched it being practiced all week. We're just first time that they'd kicked the sky kick, the cross field kick, which they do a couple times a game. We decided the first time they did that, we were gonna run the throwback. So that was kind of a audible on the move, but it was designed, dialed up. Great job, Trente Jones. When people go back and look at the play of him blocking on that, it's an offensive tackle out there leading the way. I mean, he was really rolling.
The message to the team in the locker room: you guys control your own destiny. There's one regular season game left. What was the message to the team about this week and what it means?
Well, right where we want to be, and now we'll get everything prepared to finish. This has been a season long, a year long of preparing for this game, and now we have the week of preparation, and we'll be anticipate high energy, and it'll be time to go.
How much fun is this week going to be, knowing that the Big Ten East is on the line, a trip to Indy, the college football playoffs? I mean, everything is on the line, and this team has earned the right to play for it.
Yeah, well, the dream has been to win it.
Yeah.
And win the Big Ten championship. And these 11 games have put us in the position to make that true. So all our focus will be on making that come to life.
Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you.
There's head coach Jim Harbaugh after the Wolverines knock off Maryland emphatically 59-18 on Saturday. Now to the player interviews right after the game. Doug Karsh caught up with Mr. Pick Six on Saturday, DJ Turner.
All right, we got DJ Turner, and I heard you on John Jansen's podcast this week talking about not getting in the end zone against Northwestern. You said if you hit the corner, you're going to hit it crazy. You hit it crazy today, huh?
Yes, sir. I couldn't get tackled this time. I couldn't.
What'd you see on that play?
Just scramble drill. I just felt the ball coming, and I just kind of baited it. And if he threw it, I was on pick, and he threw it.
All right, what was said at halftime for you guys to come out focus and not look too far ahead with Ohio State looming?
I just keep doing what we're doing. I just stay focused. Can't look forward. Just one play at a time.
Were you guys aware before the game started that you had gotten the win you needed to bring your destiny back into your own hands, that Ohio State had beaten Michigan State?
Kind of, not really, but we were just so focused on Maryland, we didn't care what was going on around there.
All right, what about the Ohio State game? What's your first thought?
I'm feeling good about it.
Steve Klinkscale was giving you guys a hard time, the secondary coach, for a while there. What did he say to you guys, and did you respond?
It's always like that with Coach Clint, but it's all love with him, and we just had to make plays.
All right, there you go. DJ Turner, nice job.
Thank you.
Let's go to the offensive side. A fun little combo interview with two of the many playmakers on that Michigan offense. Here's Doug with Mike Sanristil and A.J. Henning.
Brian, thanks. We actually have a duo here. We have both Mike Sanristil and A.J. Henning. And let's start with, I'm going to ask Mike about AJ's kick return. So that play, they kick short, and what did you see on that play?
So the way we set it up all week in practice was if it's kicked short to Mike Barrett, the call is on. So, you know, I saw the kick on the sideline. I'm looking at the kickoff. It goes to Mike Barrett. First thing I thought in my head was, oh, it's live. Then I see the throw. I saw the space. I was like, touchdown, easily.
Did you pretty much get it right, AJ?
Yep, he hit it right on the head.
And what did you see when you caught the football?
A lot of space. I was just seeing the end zone. I knew if we had the opportunity, the guys would make the block down the field to get me in space, and that's exactly what they did.
All right, AJ, I want to ask you about Mike's touchdown catch. I was standing in that end zone. I thought the ball was going out of bounds.
Yeah.
What did you see on Mike's touchdown catch from J.J. McCarthy?
Man, you know, we saw it was straight up man, so we knew he would have an opportunity to catch the ball. And, you know, J.J. threw a nice ball. Everybody on the sideline, you know, you think it's overthrown. Is it going to go out the back of the end zone? And he just sticks his hand out, reels it in with one hand. You know, and as a wide receiver, we work those drills all the time, so it's no surprise that he made the play when his number was called.
And Mikey, did he pretty much get that right?
He hit it right on the head.
So tell me what you saw.
I saw it was man coverage, zero. Pressure's coming all week. We said look out for it. And, you know, he checked the play to what we ran, corner route from number three. And then I just knew the ball was coming to me and I got to make a play on it, however it came.
Mike, I want to take you back after the Michigan State game. Jim Harbaugh came in the locker room and it was dead silent, and he said, we need to do what we need to do to get back into this championship hunt. When you think back to that moment, did that resonate with this team because you're right back where you wanted to be?
Yes, you know, we understood that even though we lost that game, that there was nothing for us to worry about. We're still right where we need to be. It's not like, you know, that game ended our season. And actually in our locker room on the board we have it says this thing's not over. So that's just the mindset everyone on the team has had, and the coaches have done an amazing job of making sure that us as players understand that, and then the leaders on this team as well have done a great job with that.
No team likes to have to root for somebody else, to beat somebody to get you back in it. But, AJ, were you guys aware that Michigan State had lost when you took the field today?
I think we were just focused on, like, our game. You know, we knew we controlled our own destiny, and we were just lasered in focus on beating Maryland at the beginning of our game.
Well, let's talk about how tough it is to focus on a Maryland, AJ, when you have a huge road win at Penn State and you got a huge rivalry looming and you got an unranked Maryland team in between. Is it hard to focus on a game like this?
Not at all. I think it's just the attitude of this team. We take it one day at a time, one practice at a time, one week at a time. And, you know, we look at each opponent as a faceless opponent. You know, we do what we got to do throughout the week to prepare for them, and we go out there and compete every weekend.
Finally, Mike Samer, still same question. Was it a challenge to be focused this week?
No, not at all. At the beginning of the week, the first thing we said is we have Maryland this week. And, you know, every day throughout the week, that was the focus, is we just have to win this weekend. We can't look past Maryland as if they're just not an opponent. So our focus at the beginning of the season was take it week by week, game by game.
All right, Mike Samer, still AJ Henning. I'm done with questions. Do you have any questions for each other?
I got one.
Okay.
How you feel right now, AJ?
I feel great. How you feel right now?
I feel good. Come on now.
Good luck, guys.
Thank you.
To the quarterback now for the Wolverines, Cade McNamara, an efficient performance, 21 of 28, 259, and two touchdowns through the air. Here's Cade with Doug.
Cade, let's talk a little bit about just the overall feeling in this locker room.
Yeah, I think overall this team has already moved on from this win. I think, you know, this team's pretty focused on Ohio State already, and, you know, I think that's the way it should be, and you know, I know we'll be ready for that game.
We'll get to that in a minute, but late in this season, the tight ends have become a big part of this offense. Schoonie, Eric All, you hit Schoonmaker on a touchdown, the first one of the game, 2 yards out. Talk about the development and the weapons those guys have become.
Yeah, I think overall as the season's gone on, we've figured out ways to get the ball in their hands, and, you know, I think it shouldn't be any other way. I think those guys are extremely good players, and they mean a lot to our team and our offense.
How about the catch that Mike Sainristel made on the throw from JJ?
It was an incredible catch. I mean, you know, to come down with a one-handed grab like that was insane. And I think Andrell also had a one-handed grab as well, which, you know, the more that we can get the ball in those dudes' hands, you know, they keep proving themselves that, you know, it's going to lead to success.
We'd be remiss if we didn't talk about the offensive line. You had a lot of time back there on some plays. One seemed like you were back there for 10 seconds looking for a receiver.
Yeah, I mean, the O-line did a great job in pass pro today. You know, the sack that happened today was on me, and I think, you know, overall we just had to really strong performance up front.
How about Donovan Edwards? 10 catches, 170 yards out of the backfield. Another weapon you guys are developing late in the year.
Yeah, I mean, I told Donovan yesterday that it's going to be a coming out party for you. And I'm just happy that, you know, we were able to make that happen for him.
What about the touchdown catch, the wheel route out of the backfield? What did you see there?
I mean, I saw that it was man coverage, and that was a play that we've been repping. And, you know, it was just going to be determined whether I throw it on him right now or I'm going to give him some time and let him beat the backer. And, you know, it developed in a way that I was just going to throw it over top. And, you know, all I did was get the ball to him, and he made the rest of the play.
Were you guys aware that Ohio State had beaten Michigan State when you took the field today?
We were aware that Ohio State was going to win.
With that said, I want to take you back to the Michigan State game. Jim Harbaugh in a silent locker room made the comment, we got to get back in this championship game, and we will. Championship hunt if we take care of business. Do you remember that, and did it mean something at the time?
Absolutely. I think, you know, the rest of this team remembers that, and, you know, we've put a lot of effort into making sure that we follow his words, and, you know, I think we're right in the spot that we want to be in. You know, we'll be ready.
Final thing, Ohio State, what's your first thought? Very good team down there in Columbus.
Yeah, they're good, but we're good too.
Kate, thanks for your time.
Appreciate it.
We wrap up our post-game conversations on the player side with an emerging defender for this ball club. Rod Moore is with Doug.
All right, Rod, let's talk about your overall feeling in the locker room after this game, a big win over Maryland.
It was a real good feeling. We were all celebrating. It was a big win, obviously. A good score. We put a lot on the board. Defense played great and offense played great, so it was just a good turnout.
I caught an exchange with Coach Klinkscale, who is very he gets his point across. He wasn't happy about their field goal drive, some guys running open. What did he tell you, and what adjustments did you guys make?
Oh, yeah, we let a lot of guys run free. We just had a lot of adjustments because of our deep end coverages, so we just adjusted to that. And when they ran that again, we had it covered, but he wasn't happy.
Then Maryland got a couple of touchdowns, and Mike McDonald said to you guys, I remember him saying, there's 17 minutes left. They score quickly. Did that kind of wake you guys up?
Yeah, it woke us up. Like, we knew we had to go out there and get a stop, and then we did, along with that special teams play and DJ's pick six. Like, that just turned the game around all around.
Brad Hawkins got hurt early in the game. You and RJ played a lot of reps at safety. Did Brad talk to you guys as the game went on? Did you know he wasn't coming back?
I didn't know he was coming back till about right before the second half. And he was just telling us, like, keep our eyes right and just telling us everything, how just adjustments and everything like that.
Obviously, Michigan State lost, putting your destiny back in your own hands. How aware were you guys of that and that how important this game was, that you just couldn't blow it?
Honestly, we just knew we had to win this game because it was kind of like a trap game, and we knew that Ohio State was going to win, obviously, but we didn't talk much about it. We were just worried about getting this game out of the way and then taking care of them at next week.
This was a classic trap game. Big win on the road against a big-time opponent. Big rivalry game looming. Was it special emphasis on not letting down this week?
Yeah, we knew it was on the road. We knew it wasn't going to be as loud as usual, but we just knew we had to come here and take care of business like we did.
I want you to think back to the Michigan State game in the locker room. Jim Harbaugh talked about this team. Time to refocus quickly because we're going to get back in the championship hunt. Do you remember him saying that, and did it resonate with this team?
Yeah, I remember him saying that. Everyone knew that, but we were still really upset about that game. But we just knew that we had to win out and just come back and beat Ohio State.
All right, with that said, you're an Ohio native going up against Ohio State. You're laughing. How much does this game mean to you personally?
Man, this game means a lot. All of my family, we're Ohio State fans, are still our Ohio State fans, along with my friends. And I'm just take this game really personal. Yeah, I'm just take this game personal.
Do you think that they'll put on the maize and blue for this game this year?
What do you mean amazing? Be like,
will they put on Michigan gear and root for Michigan even though they're high?
Yeah, intermediate family, but not my other family.
Thanks for your time. Good luck, Ron.
Appreciate you.
As we've been doing during this final season with Jim Brandsatter and Dan Dierdorf, getting their thoughts after the ball game. No Dan this week as John Jansen was pinch hitting as the analyst. So here's my chat with the voice of Michigan football, Jim Brandsatter. Jim, you know trap games can be a challenge. Michigan had such an emotional win, and then they have a huge game coming up next week. This team seemed to handle it very well.
Oh, they handled it beautifully. And I think the thing that strikes you and strikes me about this game is we've heard it from coaches ad infinitum, Brian, that you win football games, there are three phases. offense, defense, special teams. Well, Michigan won all three phases. That's what translates into 59-18 in a victory. They get a pick six from DJ Turner. They blocked a punt and returned a kickoff for a score on a trick play, basically, when Michael Barrett throws a lateral pass to A.J. Henning, who goes 79 yards for a score and a touchdown, to answer a score that Maryland just made. And then on offense, they give them Donovan Edwards, the young freshman, who goes 170 yards on 10 receptions. He's the guy that's supposed to be that great running back. Well, he turns into a receiver, career day, 10 catches, 170 yards, and a touchdown. So defense, they come back. They get sacks. They force Tagovailoa to throw interceptions, to get off the spot, to not be accurate. And those are the things that you do. You win offense, you win defense, you win special teams, and that's what this team did today. They did what they had to do to take care of business so that they could set up next week's grand finale against the Buckeyes of Ohio State.
Mentally take off the headset and put on the winged helmet. Take me back to your playing days. If that game was the week before Ohio State, when are you starting to think about the Buckeyes?
I'll give you an example. In 1969, when we beat Ohio State 24-12 in one of the watershed games in Michigan football history, I was a young sophomore on that team. Dan Dierdorf was a starting tackle, and Ohio State had the greatest football team ever assembled from Woody Hayes. And we played the second-to-last game at Iowa, and we beat Iowa 58-6. I forget what the score was. They're a pretty good football team. And literally, when we were walking off the field in that game, 50-whatever years ago, we were saying, we want the Buckeyes. And I think that this team is focused, and that second half proved it, on taking care of this business. But I know that as they walk into that locker room right now, their focus, their entire being is on Ohio State. And these next 7 days, it's about intensity, it's about focus, it's about getting ready to play the Buckeyes for the Big East Championship. Or excuse me, the Eastern Division Championship.
Yeah, no doubt. Last question for you, Jim. You've been on the call for so many great Michigan-Ohio State games. Obviously, you played in this game. What does this rivalry in this week mean to you?
Well, it means everything. I mean, think back. I mean, historically, okay, the 10-year war, Michigan-Ohio State played for all the marbles for 10 straight years. They've been doing it for a long time. It hasn't been that way for a while. And now it is. It's back. It's like the world order has returned. And Michigan-Ohio State are ruling the roost. Now, because of the change in the Big Ten, and there's an East and a West division, you win a Big Ten championship by going to a championship game. But the reality of life is the world is back in order. Michigan-Ohio State are playing a big game on the last Saturday of the regular season for all the marbles. That's what it's supposed to be like. And those of us at Michigan, those of us at Ohio, life is good because that's the way college football should be. And that's how I feel about it, and I can't wait. And I know Dan Dierdorf is sitting at home in St. Louis right now thinking the same thing. We cannot wait to get to the booth next week. And anybody who shows up and is there in person, or anybody that's watching on television or listening on the radio, will hear the passion and the intensity of that rivalry, because there's nothing like it in all of sport, period.
Well said, Jim. Can't wait for you and Dan's call coming up next week. I wish we could do it right now, but we got to wait a week. It'll be fun. Great call today. Safe travels on this final true road game of your broadcast career. We enjoyed it.
Thank you very much, Brian. It's always a pleasure. Great job. And you keep that basketball team going, okay? You got a big one Sunday night.
We will do it. We will do our best. There's Jim Brandstetter, the voice of Michigan football, after the Wolverines dismantle Maryland here this afternoon and evening, 59-18.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, John. I'm done breaking down Maryland with you. Let's start talking about next week. When did you start thinking about Ohio State during that broadcast, and when do you think those thoughts started to filter around the sideline?
I started thinking about Ohio State about this time last year when we knew we weren't going to get a chance to play that game. It's another casualty of the pandemic. It felt like you just missed something. And this year, Michigan has earned the right at 10-1 to play for a championship, to play for a chance to go to Indianapolis. You heard Coach Harbaugh talk about it. And I know that these players have been focused on Ohio State for about the same amount of time, looking forward to this game. And to their credit, this was a classic trap game. Coming to Maryland, a team that was 5-5, now 5-6, and playing for their seniors, playing for a right to go to a bowl game. Michigan came, took care of business. They weren't thinking about it until this moment, and now 100% of their focus is going to be on Ohio State and what it would mean to beat them, what they have to do to be in that game and get a win.
I mean, this team has had, you know, what are you doing today to beat Ohio State plastered around the football facility. They have focused on this game. It has been brought up as a, hey, we're preparing for this opponent, and also we're keeping our eyes on Ohio State. This is a team, you've talked about it, they've earned their right to make this matter, and now, I mean, you bottle up a year's worth of prep into 1 week. That's got to get the people fired up around there.
Oh, it's everybody is going to be fired up. There's going to be a lot of short nights this week simply because it's going to be hard to sleep with the anticipation of the game. And when you think about what Ohio State did to Michigan State today, especially in the first half, there's a lot of prep, a lot of work that's going to go into breaking down this film and trying to figure out a way to stop the trio of receivers that they have, the tandem that they have in the backfield, and obviously C.J. Stroud. But This staff, especially Mike McDonald, I think the things are a little bit different this year with the way that they're working the secondary, the fact that you've got, you know, Ajabo and Hutchinson coming off the edge. This is also a team that should be feared.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And listen, I mean, what Ohio State did today against Michigan State, super impressive. You can't take anything away from it. But this game is at the Big House. Michigan has played well all season. This is a winnable game. This is something that can be done. Michigan will not be picked by many, but I know in that locker room there's firm belief that they can get it done.
Well, there's a lot of belief that they can get it done, and they've earned the right to believe that way. Going into the season, nobody gave them much hope to be. In fact, I don't know that there was anybody that would have picked them to be 10-1, 9-2, 8-3, whatever. You know, pick your number. Didn't think that they were going to be in this position at this time, other than the guys that are in the locker room and this coaching staff. So there's a lot of belief. Now it's a matter of work and execution.
Well, I hope you enjoyed your last bit of sleep for the next week, last night, John. This is the first game week for Teddy. So let's go.
Yes, and if we get this win, he will know nothing else in his life other than beating the Buckeyes. I tell you what. Everything sets up this week. Michigan, a chance to go to Indianapolis, a chance to win a Big Ten championship, a chance to get in the college football playoffs. It doesn't get any bigger than this.
Can't wait. I wish it was Saturday already. All right, John, great stuff. We'll talk to you this week.
Sounds good. Go Blue.
That will do it for this edition of In the Trenches. It's game week. It's the game week. Michigan, Ohio State coming up next Saturday, and we will have jam-packed podcast coverage. Can't wait to bring it to you, starting with Monday night's Inside Michigan Football Radio Show, Wednesday's interview-based 7 from 77 episode, and then a Friday preview you will not want to miss. John's gonna get feisty. Michigan, Ohio State coming up. That's it for this one as the Wolverines demolish Maryland. Thanks for listening, and go Blue.
Thanks for listening to this week's edition of In the Trenches with John Jansen, part of our Michigan Athletics Podcast Network, MGo Blue Podcasts. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.